Thank you for calling XPO. This is Jody speaking. How may I assist you?
I don't know. You called me. I have
yes,
no
sir.
Idea what your business is.
Do you have a scheduled installation for tomorrow from either Best Buy or Home Depot?
Oh, yeah. My daughter does.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, may I have the zip code of where the installation would take place?
I don't know, Marlene. Do you have any idea what the zip code is or any information for Logan tomorrow? We gave it all to Best Buy.
Four eight eight seven one. Thank you. And can you confirm the name on the order and the address?
Well, it's Gary Wilkins, but it's not my address. It's my daughter's home in in Perrington, Michigan, on Grant Road.
Okay, so she is scheduled for tomorrow between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. And with the number ending in 8572, it will be receiving a call 30 minutes prior, okay?
Okay, hang on a minute here. It's 3507 West Grant Road, Perrington, Michigan. And you have my daughter's number. They put a note on there to call Logan.
Yes, sir.
Do you have it? Okay, could you call Logan tomorrow because she's the resident there?
Okay. May I have the number?
I work at Jump.
May I have the number?
Yep. 517-614-7262.
Okay. 517-614-7262.
617-614-7262.
Okay, yes, sir. I have that saved in our database now.
Okay. I mean, if you can't reach anybody there because she's a customer service rep, she's online or, you know, on the phone, but you can call this number, the 927-8572.
Okay.
I work at General Motors in a factory, so it's going to be difficult for me to get the phone.
That's all right.
So as long as you have two numbers listed and you sit somewhere between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I will go ahead and try to let her know that tonight to expect a call, if at all possible, tomorrow.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, anything
yes, sir.
Else?
No, sir, that'll be all.
Oh, we're good? Okay,
yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping me out over here at XPO. You have a great day. Bye-bye.